Chapter 22. Three Sisters.
"This is my friend Mary Jane,"
said Kara,
"and her sisters Virginia and Frances."
Smiling, Prince Intellect tipped his hat politely to each. Mary Jane appeared to be about the same age as Kara, with Virginia perhaps a couple of years younger. The youngest of all, still in her teens, was colorful Frances, a garland of flowers around her neck.
"Have you really been to Destiny?"
she asked.
"And is it a magical place?"
Thoughtfully, the prince replied,
"In some ways, Destiny is like every place. There are many things in Destiny that could easily be considered boring."
"So tell us of the exciting things!"
exclaimed Virginia, young Frances nodding her head in vigorous agreement.
"Please understand that I'm not sidestepping your question,"
replied the prince.
"But the real truth is that the exciting things and the boring things are actually one and the same."
"I don't understand at all,"
said Frances, the corners of her mouth drooping.
"Life is full of things that we assume to be boring, which are really no more boring than the things we find exciting. It all depends upon your attitude. There is no place that is, in itself, either boring or exciting. It is we who are bored or excited."
"Well, I still want to go to Destiny,"
said Frances, crossing her arms.
"As do I,"
said Virginia.
"As do we all,"
added Kara softly, her eyes seeking the lawyer's for approval.
"Will you show us the way?"
"Destiny is open to all who seek her,"
said the lawyer quietly,
"though I myself will not be headed that way again for quite some time."
Kara locked eyes with him and gave him two small nods of her head, indicating that she understood his need to find the hunter.
"Will you wait until I can return for you?"
asked the lawyer.
"Or would you have me show you the star that will guide you there?"
Show us the star!
Shouted Frances and Virginia eagerly.
"And will you listen as I tell you of grave dangers along the way?"
"We will hear of the dangers, and we will listen,"
promised Mary Jane solemnly for them all.
"Then meet me tonight when the stars are high, at the bench that faces the Purple Mountain."
"Where are hope and intuition going?"
interrupted Kara, pointing to where the beagles were disappearing around a corner.
"I had better go find out,"
answered the son of the king.